something in your future self or your current self or something has brought you here to learn something. So if there is an ounce of you interested in this, I would say just jump right in and let's do this shit because say yes because you're here for a reason, you found this for a reason, you found her for a reason, and you will 1000% get something out of I mean, you'll get so many things, but I guarantee you'll get at least one thing if you're in it and you actually do the work. Now, that's the other key is you gotta be willing to do the work, right? And you gotta be willing to go. But you know what? That's the best part about it is there are all these fabulous women who are all going through shit. We all got shit. Everybody's got shit, especially us women, because we take on so much shit and we're creators of life and we're the fucking badasses of this world. There would be no civilization without us.
Thank you for tuning in your consciousness to the Naked Human Podcast. I want to acknowledge your presence and what it took for you to be here today listening. My intention for you is that you receive what you came here for and find what you didn't know you needed. This podcast is about what it means to be a human being and what it really means to be naked, and how our relationship with Mother Nature has the power to heal us. My name is Carrie Cott, and I'm a nude nature photographer, licensed physician of Chinese medicine, plant guide, and wild woman embodiment mentor. I help women heal from sexual trauma, awaken their authentic voice, and distinguish between fear and intuition so they can be led by their deep feminine heart. I bring to life in this podcast my own internal wisdom. I will only share what I've learned and experienced on a personal level. As you listen, I encourage you to take from this what you need and just trash the rest. So, happy listening. Welcome to this very intimate episode where we travel into the heart and the yonis of incredibly brave and courageous women who have said yes to the transformational journey within themselves and the wild woman nude nature experiences. In today's episode, we are connecting with Nikki Margot. Her body is age 46. She is the love coach.
Woohoo, yeah.
Give it up for love.
Love is everything.
And her spirit animal, when asked, is the lunar moth, but also the butterfly and the phoenix. And here's why. There's this energy of all three of these incredible beings that has this energy of rising from the ashes, and transformation, where they make something occur and look one way, and then it transforms into a completely new thing. Even though it's the same thing, the same person, the same being. They're just different.
Yummy.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, oh, just the magnificence of transformation, of change that all of these creatures that we are also and lives within us just represent and experience. And Nikki is super passionate about women being in love with themselves and their bodies, hence the whole The Love Coach. So thank you so much, Nikki, for being here, saying yes within your heart your body being a space of vulnerability and courage to not only open yourself into an experience that you've had, but to share yourself with me and every single human being who's dropped into this conversation. And I just want to acknowledge you for that and being open to sharing parts of you that maybe you have shared with others and maybe you haven't, and providing us all a space to drop deeper in ourselves.
Yes.
And rise from the ashes. So welcome, Nikki.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie Cott, the fabulous, wonderful goddess you are, and the space you provide for all women in all the things you do. Thank you for inviting me on this. Thank you for being my friend and fellow badass. And yes, so when you were talking about the animals, what brought up for me too was that we all have different layers, different versions of ourselves as we go through our life. And that part and that passion for women accepting who they are, it's all versions of themselves. No matter where you were in life, no matter what happened, no matter what you did or didn't do, it's loving every version of yourself. And one version is not better or worse than the other. They are all beautiful and they are all you. And they all, and all those experiences have made you the person that's sitting or standing right there, right now. So that is what I'm really passionate about, is for women to accept themselves no matter age, weight, you know, ethnicity, any physical scars or emotional scars or all of it. It's all beautiful. And for us to see the beauty in ourselves in all these versions.
And that was a bomb from the love coach. Yeah, and that's about having, you know, spaces to come together and moments of conversations and connecting, and like these journeys and the journeys that we've been on together provide, as I see it, opportunities for us to believe that and to come more into that knowingness within ourselves of experience, like having the visceral experience of all of me is welcome.
And absolutely.
Yeah. And there's a couple of things popping in just like right off the bat. And I think that this ties into what you just shared about one of the things that you shared that you were impacted by, or was one of the things for you about coming to the last retreat that you came to, is about different shapes of women witnessing these beautiful women judging themselves and their bodies. And I would love to know like more about how that has shown up for you, impacted you, like what's there.
Yes. Yeah, so if you all don't know, if you haven't seen a picture of me, I am a 300-pound, very plus size woman. I have not been this weight for, I've been overweight pretty much my whole life. I've maybe had maybe a year, you know, since after I was 18 that I've been single digits, maybe an 8 or maybe a 10. But most of the time I was a solid 16, 18, 20, 22, and now a 24-ish. And I always look at my body, and I have always had a positive body image, no matter what size I've been. Yes, I'm fully aware of my weight, and I'm fully aware that, you know, there are things health-wise that the weight does not, you know, it's not a good thing to have the weight. And no matter what size you are, you're still beautiful. Like, I don't let that put me into a gloom or doom and, you know, oh my God, my life is over because I'm fat and I can't do anything. Because no, like, that's never been my case. So when I went to your event, and there were different sizes, but there were a few girls who were, you know, can fit into a single digit of some kind. And I was like, if I were you, I'd be walking around naked all the time. Like, you know, it's gorgeous and, you know, great boobs and a great ass and just just like I can see my silhouette in myself, but I've got a lot of fat that hides it, even though it's still there. And I'm just like, wow. And then when we were in discussions about, well, don't you all like touch your boobs and like, and not in a sexual way, but just like, it's nice to touch yourself. And do you exfoliate? I'm a big spa girl, so like, give me a body scrub. I exfoliate a lot because I just love touching my body and feeling how smooth everything feels and just all the things and just connecting with yourself and enjoying it. One of the things that I say in my love course is that if you don't want to touch your body and you don't want to make love to yourself, why would anyone else? Like, you gotta know what you like, and not even like in, yes, in a sexual way, but just take that back first. Like, you gotta know, do you like your shoulders rubbed? Do you know, where's the softest part of your body? Like, all of these things. And some of these women are like, God, no, I never touch my boobs. I'm like, really? Because I understand why guys like them. They're fun. Like, they're nice to play with. But just to get, it's about, but it's really about connecting to yourself, your body, just like saying, hi, how you doing? And physical touch, especially if you're single, which I have been for a very long time, like, our bodies need that. I can't remember what, who said it, or where there's research that like you need like 8 hugs a day or something like that. I can't remember
Yeah,
exactly.
I would
Right?
say 8's on the low scale for
Right,
me.
but oh, I know, right? I would hug strangers, but you know, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't have bail money, so you know. Yeah, so it just shocked me that women, we aren't touching ourselves. And yeah, so I was very surprised at that. And also like the whole Me Too movement, and this is absolutely not diminishing that at all, and not in 1 ounce. I just don't have any connection to it because because I've always been a big girl, and I'm not go and I was married young, so I wasn't on the dating scene very long, you know what I mean? And I met him way back in AOL, and it's kind of like a love story, kind of like a you've got mail kind of situation, but we're not, obviously not together anymore. And everything happens for a reason. So I was to say that I was never like out there dating at bars, and it was never my scene. So I don't understand about guys wanting to touch your ass or like, you know, breaking that line. I can't relate to that. So I th there's the level of me that doesn't connect to that. So when women have this trauma in that space, I'm like, I would love for a guy to touch my ass. I mean, like, not in a not wanted way, right? But there's just something they're like, oh, like I'm so sorry you don't ex you like you've experienced that, right? Like, that's not cool. Like, you know, I'd kick a guy's ass if he did that and, you know, touched you and anyone in a way that wasn't wanted. But now you have this negative way about your body. So part of me is, I kind of feel bad for almost being grateful that I've been able to like not have that kind of experience, because I've have this positive and I can see my body. Even though I'm fat, I like, you know, damn, you know, I look good, and I might have a little more, you know, junk in my trunk, but pff, you know, I got it going on.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, and I think that sometimes, well, actually, I don't even know if it's sometimes or all the time. I don't have data on this. And something that is very real that shows up is feelings and emotions. In connection to, I didn't experience that, and I have a different experience. And like, you didn't use this word, and I'm not saying that this is there or was there for you, but sometimes it can feel like guilt, like, oh, I didn't really have that experience, and so I have this access to something. And I see that happening where it's like, oh, I feel really excited about something, and somebody's sad. Or they're having a hard time, but I'm having a really good time. And, you know, I think it's, and that's a part of the medicine too, Nikki, is being able to be with the parts of you that are you
I mean, like, that's not an experience that you've experienced. And that's actually really beautiful. And I'm on the other end of that. And I've had, sexual violations. So I don't know your world. And that's okay. And you get to own and have that experience because you have something different than I do, or some woman who has had those experiences. So it's like we can all provide different spaces for each other, and you get to honor that for yourself and where you're at. That's how I see it. And yeah, I just have it that that's also a really real experience of like I didn't have that experience, or somebody's having a tough time and I'm not. And it's like, don't fucking repress that for sure either, like it's
Yeah.
all, yeah. And then shit, you said something and then it escaped me along with what you were sharing about everything. So take it away. Do you have something else?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why I've created this course is like I want women to experience this. Like, I want women to be like, fuck yeah. Like, I would never stay with someone who hit me or, all of these things. Like, and I listen to women and sometimes some of my friends and they're like, oh, well, this is it. I'm like, no, bitch, you are worth 1,000 gazillion times more than that. Like, you need to stand up and demand you be treated in this way. And you demand that you want orgasms all the time and talk to your partner about what you want and just like and I fully believe in my own because after my marriage ended and then I had a daughter, so my life became pretty much all about getting her through middle school and high school. And then I started looking at myself and wanting to get back out in the dating scene or figure all of that shit out, right? And then I realized I have to work on me because I've been just putting everyone else first, trying not to. My divorce was not something I wanted, and I can see that it was the best thing for everyone involved. So there was a level of me kind of coming to grips with that, and so I realized, oh, my lovely alarm. Apologize for that. Reminding me for something
It's
that
time to get
doesn't,
back.
yeah, that
It's time to get naked.
there
Are you naked,
you go.
Nikki? Maybe
I
you should
am
take and
not
use the quote.
naked.
No,
Maybe I
there's no
should.
shoulds here, but hey,
I could
I'll
totally
go
get a little
back.
naked.
It's
Let's
time
do
to
that.
get naked on this call. Which actually, I think your alarm was a good notification. Because it also makes me think about how you shared with me that if you didn't know me, you wouldn't have signed up and came to this experience. And what did you say about it?
That is true. Hold on, I'm gonna get a little naked. So it takes a minute to get these boobies set free. So hold on, I'm gonna be taking off my headset for a hot second. Cause oh, that feels so good though. Yeah, boobs. I just love my boobs. Yes, I know Carrie because she is my friend and a fellow badass from a group of women that we get together on Sundays and share about all kinds of things. And it was a little woo-woo. Like, Carrie is full on, naked, go natural, like to the nth degree, which I love. And I respect anyone who wants to do whatever they want to do. And that's just not me. I like a good spa day. I'm gonna shave my legs all the time. I get Brazilian bikini waxes. I like to be smooth.
I think
And
she's alluding to the fact that I don't shave my
that's
hair.
well, but there are many women in this space though that don't, right? The natural and all the power to you. I think everyone should do what they want to do. So there is zero judgment over here about it. For me, I just happen to like the smooth look, and the smooth feel, like I just enjoy it. So it was funny because one of the first things I thought of was like, am I sleeping like on the floor, like out in it? Because like I couldn't do that. Like I can camp like in a with a tent, but I was one of the first. I was hoping when I signed up, I'm like, please give me like a room with a bed, and I have some back issues, so I really need a bed. And thank goodness I did get it for that one. So I was very happy about that. So I wasn't sure what it was about. I have no problem being naked, and that part I was not worried about. I was like, well, it's pretty interesting to like eat naked and all those things. But I was like, you were like, no phone, and I was like, okay, that'll be fun, disconnecting. And then like on like the second or second and a half day, I was actually very energized by being out in nature and all of the things. And I was like, I just want to go work. Like, I just want to work on my business. I want to work on my thing. I want to work on my course. I had all this energy, and I'm like, oh, I can't. I'm not supposed to. I'm trying to be the good girl that I am and like honor the experience. And I said, well, I could journal, and I did a lot of journaling. But at some point, I was like, I just want to do something. I just want to maybe like, I want to watch a show, like something. I just don't want to be just doing nothing, sitting in a field. Like, okay, I've had enough of nature. And I was like, okay, well, this is the experience. Note to self, though, people did bring books and things. I don't know if I missed that in the whatever. I was trying to be so true to the experience, so I only brought a journal. And I stayed off my phone other than to check my messages twice a day because I do have an elderly grandmother. So if something did shift with her, then I wanted to be, in communication with that. But, so hence I would bring a book the next time I come just to be able to do that and have that option as well. And it was great because I allowed myself to feel what I was feeling. I do have, my back, because I'm a big girl and I have some back issues, quote unquote, with that. So I was trying to figure out how the best way to sit on the ground and be comfortable. And it also gave me the space to like ask for a chair. And I didn't ask because I really wanted to honor the space as everything was. But then that was what's best for my own well-being. So then I asked for the chair. And everyone was so amazing and comforting. And because that is the one thing whereas I don't ever want my weight to not make anyone feel uncomfortable, but I don't want it ever to disrupt anything, or people to look at me as different or like, oh, well, she needs special help. Like there's kind of that level for me. So I didn't want to, or people to be like, oh, she needs help or feel, I'm like, no, I want to be experienced. I can do everything. It might take me a little longer. I might have to sit a different way, but there's nothing that I can't do, right? So that was there for me. And that was part of my journey, right? Dealing with that. I dealt with my back issue. And then I realized that it was also an emotional thing that was coming up that I had to work through with that. Once I did that, my back pain went away. And I was like, oh, well, looky there. Look at that.
Yeah. Was there anything in particular that got freed up directly related to your back pain that you're aware of, or was it just like the experience or like different layers within the experience?
Well, I was very, and it's funny because since then I am also aware of this. I'm very aware that anytime I have an emotional issue with anything, my back is the first place that energy goes. Like if I am upset, if I am whatever it is, it goes straight to my back. It's like a magnet. And I'm like, fucking A. And I was just like, okay. Sometimes when I wake up and I'm sore, I'm like, oh. Need to work through something today. What's going on there? Maybe you need a good cry. Maybe you need whatever. So yeah, so I realized that that's kind of where it goes. So that is one big thing that listening to my body and really listening to my body and allowing myself to connect and honoring where I am. Because there are days that sometimes I feel like shit. I'm sore and I can't, whatever it is. And then I honor it. And it's amazing when I work through the energy things free up and just get moving and get pushed out and just really start freeing. It really also, that whole same conversation, you really can. And I know some people think that they might think this is bullshit. And I know some people say, oh, positive thinking. Yeah, but it really is fucking true. Like, if you can literally say, I'm going to have a great day. I am creating a great day. I'm going to have a great day. This is the only way it's going. And it doesn't matter if you're pain, like immediately saying that and declaring that, I feel like anyone's pain will automatically at least subside slightly. Like, there is just, your brain sends positive something. The shit does work. It does work. I've done it many times. And let me be honest, there are some days I didn't want to fucking do it. Like, I don't want to fucking do it. And sometimes I sit, I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to sit and I'm going to listen to heavy metal and I'm going to just fucking be angry and pissed. And I'm just going to own this fucking, you know, emotion. And I'm just going to sit in it. And then when you honor what's there, there's a space for it to be honored. And then I'm like, there's just a natural progression where your body's like, okay, like, I'm done with that. I'm good. I got that out. Like, okay, yep. Totally needed to do that. And now I'm ready to go on to a positive or a more slightly less negative, you know, area.
Yeah. And Nikki, I think it's really beautiful because what I hear in this too is that your back is your oracle. So, like, I'm gonna make a blanket statement here. So prepare yourself, everybody. We all have some place through our body that is our oracle of communication. It's like the place that when we are off and we're withholding and suppressing our emotions, our voice, whatever, that will emit pain. And we all have like this go-to place inside of ourselves and in our bodies. That is our greatest messenger. And we might have other places where there might be aches or pains or twinges and things at moments comes and goes. But like, I'm imagining if y'all just think like there is a space, there's a place, a pain point that's manifested in your body that it's like, oh, yep, shit within me hit the fan. This is happening. And for me, it's my gut. So it's just like, my gut is my, oh, I feel really good. Oh, I don't. You know, and how the body, you know, just how the body communicates, you know, Nikki, you're just reflecting that. And when you processed things and when you had some, you know, were able to be with some things and move through things, the pain shifted. You know, the pain released itself because whatever the constraint was got unconstrained. And that's what happens when you feel an emotion or you're with something or you just stop resisting something, whatever that is. Like if you stop resisting the experience that maybe like your need for some extra support is a disruption. And I think that's really beautiful that you gave yourself the space to lean into the experience. And then you had an edge where you're like, yeah, I actually need something here. And everything that is a part of the experiences that I create are invitations. They're invitations to lean into something. And at the same time, it's this space to honor where your edge is. So, you know, there's an edge for you. And if it's too much, like sometimes, you know, we might try and push ourselves beyond the edge and like, I can do this thing. And it's like, yeah, but then it's making the whole experience pretty uncomfortable and like becoming more of a distraction than a healing. And you got the opportunity to play with that. And then you're coming to this upcoming retreat in May. And so I just knew about the chair for you. So I was like, hey, what do you need to be comfortable for us being in a circle? And you're like, I got it. I'm going to be driving. I'm going to bring something. And it's like, okay, great. And by the way, Nikki, you did not miss the memo about a book because the invitation is actually to be in the space of no thing, nothing. And
Oh, okay, good.
yeah, so you did not, there was no memo to bring a book at all because guess what? What is the book? What's the book there for? I mean, I'm
Right.
just going to be real, is that the book, you're in a space, you're naked in nature with women doing these wildly incredible practices. What do you need a book for? So, like, what is it about the book? Where does the book take you? Does it take you out of the experience, into the experience? Is it a part of the experience? And it's like, you can read a book any other time. My recommendation is to leave the book at home. Like, because of the there's uncomfortability being with ourselves. Just like you were sharing about your processes with like, I want to go work on something. And like, when you shared that with me, Nikki, before we recorded this conversation, I so saw myself in that because one of the places that I can go is into my business. And what I actually saw with you sharing that with me is how, I mean, it's not like the first time I've ever seen it, but something just clicked differently where I was like, fuck, my business is a safe space for me. And it's like, I haven't fully been with that yet because we're now having this conversation, but just like, holy moly, like, my business is a safe space. And by safe space also can mean a space where I can hide.
Yes.
Right, come on,
Yes. Yes.
word.
No.
Right, and so,
Yes.
yeah. So when you shared about like you wanted to, you did some journaling, okay, but like ultimately you weren't in the environment that you're typically in where maybe you would have gone and just like did more, or like you had said about you wanted to like you had this part of you that wanted to like watch TV, and also that can be because you're entering into some uncomfortable territory.
Oh,
And
totally. It was
it
totally like I just want to escape. Like I just want to like nope. Just like okay, I've had enough. I'm good. Like okay, I'm done. I've got everything I've gotten out of here. Like I'll just
Yeah, I've been here for a day and a half. This is good. Like,
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm
I got
okay
it. I did the
here.
naked thing.
Yeah, and two, shifting gears from like, so you're a caregiver for your grandmother who is how old?
101.
So, yeah, so that's a really big deal. And you live with her, so you're like her primary caregiver. And
Yes.
so there's this automatic space of like providing for others and doing lots of things and working out how you get your own space and time in that and nurturing all the relationships. It's just called life, right? This is called life.
Yep.
And and shifting gears from going, let's say that's 80 miles an hour, and then the experiences that I provide are really about like, I don't know, I've never really put a speed on them, but ultimately I'd like to get them below zero, like into some other dimension. So like where there is no speed, right?
Well, you know what's funny about that actually is that living with a 101-year-old, the speed is like 2 miles an hour. Like I'll do two things, and she's like, "Sit down, honey. You've done so much." And I'm like, "Oh, hold on, Graham." So it's kind of like you ever see when people work out and they have the parachute behind them and they're running, to get that resistance.
Oh, okay,
So it
yeah.
almost feels like that at times where like I want to go so fast, but then I'm trying to honor her and right where she is at her space. So it's like I'm fighting this energy. So when with you, it's I would say it's definitely like a zero because you're just there. You're being, right? You're just being in the space. So yeah, I would definitely say, and there's no See, there's nothing to just, there's, for me, there's no one ringing a bell asking me to get her something, or like I have to fully be with me. So that was like, Holy shit. Like, I haven't really, like, for 3 days, like, I'm lucky if I get a fucking, this, we're recording, this is an hour. Like, holy shit, Like, I went and got my car service and I, like, literally just stood outside in a little bit of cold because I'm in New York and I just listened to some music and just closed my eyes and, like, oh, nobody's asking me for doing it. Like, it's just so nice to be in that space. So, you give me 3 days of that with nature and grounding with the earth, and I'm like, what do I do? Like, what do I do? Like, is she good? Like, checking in with myself. Hey, you good? Like, and she's like, I'm like, yeah, we gotta slow this shit down. Let's really get connected. And that's the one thing that you are just so, it's just who you are, right? You are, when I, you just have this great ability to just slow down and, and then we had moments of silence and I was like surprised at just the whole experience of it because it was like, oh, I can't talk. And I do like to talk and I like silence, but when you have to, like when it's a requirement though, it's like, oh, it's just different. It's just so interesting to take that on and deal with that, just like what's coming up for yourself in it and the experience of it. And it's just like, ooh, that's why I'm so excited to go back. I could be completely honest. When I left, I was like, this was really great, but I don't think I'm gonna come back. Like I love you so much. It was a great thing. I think everyone should do it once. That's kind of how I was, be completely honest. And then as I integrated, right, and I was doing more things in my life and I was like, oh, then this breakthrough happened and oh my shit, like this came through and and I was like, holy fuck. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then like I wanted to hug a tree naked when I was like here at my grandma's house. I'm like, okay, well that's just weird. I mean, like, I'm sorry, who's hugging? And in New York, Long Island where I live, it's not like I have a lot, like I hugged it, but I wasn't naked actually. But I'm just like, oh, but so, and then when you're like, when you said, oh, you're having it again, I'm like, fuck yes, I'm a fuck yes. Yes, sign me up. And I didn't even get one of the great nights with the thing. So now I gotta bring a blow up mattress and I'm in a tent. So stay tuned. Maybe I'll get, interviewed again to see that experience because, and this might be my second level self. Like, I feel like I'm more of a glamping kind of gal. So I'm like, okay, this is like, I don't like bugs. I'm not going to kill them. I will squish them out. But like, so I'm like, this is going to be something new. And it's also great because my second level self, as I'm looking, is the Bronco, Ford Bronco. So I don't know if any of you know, but that is to go off riding and camping in the wilderness, which I haven't done since I was probably 12 years old. So maybe my next man is going to teach me how to do this, or maybe fellow badass women. I'm not sure, but the Bronco is calling to me. And your chick, let me say, I'm a spa girl. Like I want a glamp. I like the idea I like the idea of camping, but yet to actually camp with, what happens if a bear? Like I'm very concerned with that, like, or snakes, or like all the things, right? So I'm like, oh, this is, but I'm very open to the experience. So I'm so excited for this next one. And how I feel is everything happens for a reason. So if you are listening to this podcast, if you have found Carrie's website, something in your future self or your current self or something has brought you here to learn something. So if there is an ounce of you interested in this, I would say just jump right in. And let's do this shit because say yes because you're here for a reason. You found this for a reason. You found her for a reason. And you will 1000% get something out of, I mean, you'll get so many things, but I guarantee you'll get at least one thing if you're in it and you actually do the work. Now, that's the other key is you gotta be willing to do the work, right? And you gotta be willing to go. But you know what? That's the best part about it is there are all these fabulous women who are all going through shit. We all got shit. Everybody's got shit, especially us women. because we take on so much shit and we're creators of life and we're the fucking badasses of this world. There would be no civilization without us. This is
we're
just
doing
the
it together.
Exactly.
We're there together. Like, and that was our paid sponsorship by Nikki Margot Love Coach. Just kidding. It was not paid.
No.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Nikki, so much. Yeah. And that's really beautiful. And you know, it's fascinating hearing you talk about the Bronco and going out on these outdoor adventures. And so what Nikki was referring to is the first time she came to the retreat, she had a cabin. There was a cabin available, and it had AC in it, right?
Yes.
And it had a Tempur-Pedic bed or, you know, just something that was a mattress and comfy and a little enclosed space. So that's what you had the first journey. And so this upcoming journey, you have a glamping tent.
Yes.
And so a glamping tent is a fancy way to say a tent that's not just a plain old tent. You know, it's got some perks to it. It's on a platform, you get the tent prepared, and you're going to bring your own mattress just for having that comfort and ease, like a blow up mattress.
Yep,
for your
I'm going to bring up a blow up mattress. Yeah.
Yeah. And so in hearing you talk about like, oh, okay, here comes another layer, right? And so a big part of the experience is about connecting with the earth and what's going to open up for you. And also what's been calling in your heart of why you want this Bronco and what do you want to do with it? And then here's this opening into the space that's like, yeah, you want to go. You want to do some camping style outdoorsy things with your Bronco? Well, here's a glamping tent because all the cabins have been reserved.
I know. This is the universe saying, come on, bitch. Like, get on board. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, this other version of me is calling to me. And I can hear her so much more and more as I get closer to me really fully stepping into this. Because I'm the love coach and I've created this wonderful course and I'm just now getting ready to actually sell it. And I've done a couple of beta versions. So I'm on this edge. You talk about an edge. I am on the fucking edge. And I'm like, I can sit. I'm like, oh, I want to jump, but
Yeah.
So
I think we all can relate to that, I'm imagining.
Oh,
God, the edge. Oh,
yeah.
Oh. What about the snakes and the bears? Oh, what about this? Me really putting myself out there in my course and all the heebie-jeebies within us that get to just be felt.
Yeah.
And what's really beautiful as I'm witnessing this conversation with you, Nikki, is the capacity to kind of just dance with it all and being open to the spaces within you and just continuing to open and to blossom and to go for it. And that's really beautiful. You know, you talked about like you got to show up and do the work, and yeah, we do. We do have to do the work. And
but you know what? I'm going to interrupt you for a second. And I think you said something earlier, but we get to do the work. It is a gift for us, for ourselves, to do this work. Because if you are remotely, if you found this space, if you're here, you are. That's why self-love is such the fucking, it is the magic sauce. And when I say that, what I mean is looking at ourselves and having the capacity to look at yourself and in the areas that aren't as polished or, you know, areas that maybe we want to shift, transform, whatever word you want to use that, you know, you don't particularly like, or maybe you do like, but you want to love it, you know, like whatever it is, but it's us taking a look at ourselves because we have the power, all of us, men and women, to create our lives, to really create our lives however we want to be. And some people might be like, oh, you know, that's such whatever, like, sure, I can't. You can really be anything you want. You know, you can do anything you want. You might not be able to, like, can I buy the Bronco now? No, but you know what? I have the catalog looking at me because I know what I'm going towards. You know, I'm on the Bronco Facebook pages, so I see people getting them. I'm in the energy of I'm getting that fucking Bronco. It's not right now, but I'm gonna get it at some point. I am in that energy. You want to go to Paris? You can't go to Paris. Guess what? You can go to a French cafe. You can buy a French thing. You can get a French coat. Like, you can be in the space and the energy of it. And that's a gift you get to give to yourself. You get a gift to go to Carrie's event or to be in her energy or to be in anyone's energy. It's so fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's a gift we get to, and it's we get to for ourselves and for what, just for what we open ourselves up and become. And I'm thinking about, the lunar moth, the butterfly, the energy of the phoenix, and life being an insane amount of series of turning to ash and then becoming. And every time that we have those experiences that are not contained in only for retreats or courses, it's life. Like, life is constantly giving us these experiences that allow us to transform and to become more, to shed the old. Like, it's just the natural process of life. We have night and day, we have death and birth, and we're constantly the phoenix occurring in that space. And it's really that get is like, it's like that I hear the word, like, it's just it's our birthright to be able to experience that. And we do have these beautiful curated spaces that we offer because they provide something specific, and they're an opportunity to come together intentionally to be like, okay, we're in this intentional space. These are the boundaries. These are the practices. This is the medicine being offered. And I'm going to put myself in that environment to discover what I don't even know yet. And
Yeah.
yeah, so that's just, and I that's the energy, what I was trying to express, that I witnessed within you about being, you being able to just like explore and expand and put yourself in those edges is really your spirit animal energy. And I just have really, really enjoyed having you in this space and sharing you with the listeners, and just being on this journey together with you as a human being, as a friend. And thank you so much, Nikki, for sharing yourself today.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you for all you provide for all of us and creating this space. And it is really just a place to really have a full couple of days to really explore all these things and not just 5 minutes or an hour here and there. And then you got to go back to your real life. It just kind of just like takes you to that secret level, like ups you like, 10 levels, like binge watching a show, but you know what I mean, and not like that, but like playing a game, whatever, and you're like, you get to jump to like level 72 or whatever. Like, that's what these weekends are, because it allows you to really be in the space and work through all of it, and just the whole space, and how much it's all these little things that you intentionally provide, and the intention you have with the space and the energy, and just you really just create a magical experience, and it's just wonderful. And I'm so excited to go to the next one and to see what I'm gonna, create and explore and find out about myself. And I know that I previously said talking to you, like, if a cabin opens up, but after this conversation, nope, keep me in the glamping tent. I'm there for a reason, which it probably won't open up anyway. But so yeah, keep me in the glamping tent. 'Cause like, I definitely want my Bronco lifestyle, so I'm like, yep, that's where I'm meant to be. So
Everybody, you heard that. Thank you so much. Yeah, so if you're interested in binge watching yourself, for a dedicated amount of times, please join. And until next time, we are complete.
Thank you for tuning your consciousness to this episode of The Naked Human. However you find yourself, whether it's relieved, enlightened, triggered, or as if the past minutes were a complete waste of your time, it's perfect. Be present to it and allow it to be the medicine you need. I welcome your feedback and heartfelt reflections of how this episode impacted you. You can share with me online at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And if you're feeling called for a more personalized experience into your nakedness, I invite you to join our community of wild women in person or online. You can find more specifics at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And until next time, bye!